Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You, my family, Master KG with a track titled Jerusalem, and bringing us to conversation now with Anton. Anton joins us from Mouth and Food Painters right here at the Freedom Festival. We are out here, my family, in Hatfield at the Elim Full Gospel Church. Still to come activities, as you can hear in the background, the people pulling a whole car with their bare feet, bare hands, bare chest. It's amazing. Still to come, baking competitions, cooking, chess, go-kart. Oh man, what a time it is to be alive. And so one of the stalls that are exhibiting here at the Elim Freedom Festival is indeed Mouth and Food Painters. And Anton is here to chat to us a little bit more about the work that they do. How are you, Anton?
Hi, I'm fine, very fine. Thank you so much. And you're so a nice vibe here today.
Are you hearing
and
me?
And we're enjoying so much here today.
It's awesome. Nice. Is it your first time here?
Yeah, it's my first time.
Time. Yeah. Anton, you were here very early because I remember when I came in, you guys were already here.
Yeah, well, they told us that we have to be very early. So.
Yes, yeah.
So, yeah, no, it's fine. It's like a...
So talk to us about the work that you do. What does Mouth and Food Painters do?
Okay, Food and Mouth Painters is an organization that is cater for people like me. It's
yes.
People that don't have to are able to use their hands.
Yes.
And so much of them just are able to do things with their mouths.
Oh, nice.
Like to put a brush in their mouth and paint paintings with their mouth.
Wow. So all of your paintings are done with the mouth or the foot?
That's correct. We have some foot. There is some foot painters as well.
Sure.
But mostly it's mouth painters.
That is amazing. Do you do mouth painting?
Yes, I do
mouth painting.
Yes, that's great. Yes,
Anton, tell me. I mean, I don't know if it's an unfair question, but if you look at the what it takes to do a painting with your hand versus the mouth, which one is easier, and how do you do it?
Yeah, I think sometimes it depends on what you are going to do and what type of painting you're going to do. So sometimes it's difficult. I think it depends on the artist as well.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's in the beginning it's difficult to paint with your mouth, but with a lot of exercise and practice, you know, you get better every day.
Sure.
And it's going to be easier every day.
Yeah. So the world of art is genuinely very diverse. As an artist, it's so much easier, you know, to branch out into different spheres of the artistry that you do, right? Would you encourage artists to learn how to paint with their mouth, with their foot, regardless of their ability to do so with any other means?
Yeah. Of course, yes. Especially people like it's in my situation, you know.
Yes.
When I just became a quadriplegic in 1992, I met some of the mouth painters, and they motivated me to paint with my mouth as well. So it started early in my life as well, where there was someone that already painted with their mouths and so on. So they were the front runners for myself, you know.
Sure.
So that I can be able to paint with my mouth as well. So if it wasn't for them, you know, where would I be? You know, so
that's amazing.
Yeah.
What are some of the difficult things? Because I mean, I'm hearing now that you were not always quadriplegian. That's the right word.
No, it's a quadriplegic. Yes.
Yeah. So you were not always quadriplegic, and so you had to then shift from being an artist, I suppose, being able to use your hands, etc.
Yeah, yeah.
And now using. What was the most difficult part about that shift?
Yeah, you know what? Long time ago, in 1992, I was working for the Council of Pretoria, where we were working at the electricity department.
Yes, sir.
And I was a very technical person. So when I broke my leg, I had to find something else to put some bread on my table.
Sure.
You know, so that was the... So I don't have the ability to do things with my hand.
Anymore.
With my hands.
Yes.
So I had to find something else to take that place, to... You know, to do something in life, not to just to go and sit at your house or somewhere, but to go out, to be a better person in your community,
and
to reach something and to try to reach your goals and your talents that God gave you and so on.
Sure, Anton. Yeah. That is absolutely beautiful. And so right now, what are some of the paintings that you are really, really proud of in your collection? Because I can see beautiful paintings of, you know, it's landscapes. I can see flowers.
What are
some of the paintings that you would like to sort of advertise?
Yeah, you know what? You know what? My favorite paintings is not here. So most of my paintings is in Switzerland, where our head office is.
Yes.
So they have our paintings there. But the things that I have here on the table is more products. More products that is done by the mouth.
Wow.
Paintings, bags and cups and clocks and oven gloves and aprons and all of those things, normal things that you usually use in your house.
Sure.
That we use to paint on paint, if it's oil colors and pastel colors or watercolors or acrylic. So there's a few different types of mediums that our artists use to put on the canvas board, and after that they use that painting to do and print it on all of these different products.
Canvases, that's beautiful. And so where do people find you outside of today? Where can we contact you? Are you on the web?
Yes, we are on the web. It's on the Foot and Mouth organization. They can just go on the web, and if they put in just the Mouth Painters or the organization of the Mouth and Painters, they will find it there.
That is absolutely
And they
phenomenal.
Can get in contact with them.
You are such an incredible person. I just want to say that to you, because I'm just looking and listening to you. You have so much life in you, Anton, you know? And I mean, I'm looking at your beautiful work, both the person and work. They speak to the inner man. And that's absolutely phenomenal. Thank you so much for standing by.
Thank you. We have to be positive in life, and doesn't matter your circumstances and your problems, you have to be. But thank you so much for the opportunity. I appreciate it, and thank you. It's nice to be here.
Thank you so much, my family. That is Anton. He is joining us right here at the booth right now from Mouth and Foot Painters. You can find them on the web, and they produce amazing, amazing paintings with their mouth or their foot. And these paintings are then transferred to household items like your apron, to household items like your baking gloves. Absolutely phenomenal creations that we are seeing with different exhibitors right here at the Freedom Festival at Elam Full Gospel Church out here in Hatfield. Make your way, my family. I promise you, make your way here. You will not regret. Plus, this car is still available, you know, to challenge those of us that think they have a bit of strength. If it wasn't for my chest today, oh, man. Marina and the team are not allowing me to go and get this car pulled. And I would definitely go and pull this car. Anyway, great sounds of music to continue on our program this morning. My family here on Radio Pulpit, you're on 657 AM. We're broadcasting live from the Freedom Festival out here at Elam Gospel Church. Still to come, absolutely cannot wait, Mr. and Miss Freedom. Okay, it is indeed a pageant, but the pageant focuses on contestants' ability to display their freedom in Jesus Christ. Right. Great sounds of music as we continue, my family, bringing you the very best of conversations and getting you in touch with some of the activities and action happening on the ground here at the Freedom Festival.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co. For an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.